Really? How should it work?
Someone hit play instead of record. You're hitting play instead of record.
Yeah.
No, I was looking
at that. This one was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good. No, it's not.
Dr. Lenzman has yard site for his mother-in-law, Chava Yehudis Bas Chaim. We dedicate the learning tonight to Zecha Nishmas, as well as Mr. Klein has yard site on the first day Shavuos for his mother, who was killed by the Nazis, Kreindl Bas David Yaakov. The Gemara talks about the darshaning psukim, using the Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Behem, to read in between the lines and to figure out the details of the halachas. So we have the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel in the Siddur. Rabbi Shmuel lists off Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Behem. So the Gemara makes a statement that Adam Don Kal V'Chomer Mi'atzmo, Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shova Mi'atzmo. From all the 13 meters, the Gemara only picks out two. You can be done on your own, you don't need a tradition, as opposed to Gzeir Shava, you do need a tradition. Now, what about the other 11? So Tosfos and the Rambam insist that Adam and Don, you can be done all of the Midas, all on your own, you don't need a tradition. Why does the Gemara only single out Kal V'chomer? That Adam and Don, Kal V'chomer Mi'atzmo. If Adam and Don, everything Mi'atzmo. So why do they single out Dafke Kal V'chomer? I thought that the answer is the following. In recent years, nobody has been done any of these meters. When we have a shaylah, no one works out. Rav Moshe Feinstein never worked out a klal, a prat, a klal, dov, a shoyev, a klal, a yotzman, a klal. No one ever worked anything out like this. Why? So one reason is because we have forgotten how they work. We don't know pashut how to employ these meters, shatar, and adashisban. Already in the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim, many of the Midas were forgotten already. In the days of the Rishonim, even the Midas that you don't have all of these Midas that appear in the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuelim, Rabbi Shlosh Esher Midas, some of them never appear in the Gemara. Some of them only appear in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifra. Even those that appear in the Gemara, the Rishonim didn't know how to deal with them. So first of all, the technique has been lost. Secondly, I think according to the Rambam Al-Pidin, even if we would have the feel, we would have the technique, according to the Rambam, I don't think we would be able to darshan any of these midas, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the institution of smicha. In order to be a member of a bezdin of three for Didi Mominus, or to be a member of Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 for Didi Nefoshos, a member of the Sanhedrin Gedola, 71 members of the Sanhedrin Gedola. So the Gemara says you have to have smicha. The Gemara understands the pasuk Menikra Balabais Elhu Elohim. The word Elohim is chol. Over there it's not Kodesh. Sometimes the word Elohim Acheirim is Avodah Zarah. That's for sure chol. Yeah. But even in Parshas Mishpatim, when it says Nikabal Basel Elohim, it means chol. It's a Loshon Dayanim. It means Dayanim Smuchim. So there is a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. What is the idea behind smicha? Tosfos' opinion is that smicha is a qualification that the Dayan has to have in order to serve as a member of a Bezin. But it's not a din in paskening a shayla. If you have a shayla in Hilchas Kashrus, a Shabbos, a Taras HaMishpacha, you don't have to present your shayla to an individual who has smicha. One who doesn't have smicha can also pasken. It's only a din in serving as a member of a bezin. The Rambam disagrees, men akotz al akotz. He says, no, you can be a member of a bezin without smicha, and smicha is only a din in paskening shaylas. Even in Nisa Behetra. If you don't have smicha, so your psak is nishkim psak. So how can Rav Moshe Feinstein write a tshuva? How can anybody, the smicha was discontinued 1500 years ago. The Gemara says real bona fide smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael by someone who himself got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, who got smicha from someone else, ish mipish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Bavel, it's out of the question. Those who got the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Makkos, Sanhedrin Aheg is Bein Boaretz, Bein Mechutzlorz. So whoever got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, if he travels to Babel, if he travels to Chutzlorz, he doesn't lose the smicha, he still has smicha. Rav Shmuel learned by Rabbi Uranasi, Rav got smicha and he traveled to Babel, and he was able to paskin dini knosis in Babel, because he had smicha. But they didn't fly back and forth like today, back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. So most of the people who lived in the bubble just never went to Eretz Yisrael. So they simply couldn't get any smicha. Those who lived in Eretz Yisrael also, the government, year after year, the government used to make Zeres Hashmad. They didn't allow them. They would kill people who would confer smicha. They would wipe out the whole community where smicha was given. So 1,500 years ago already, they discontinued the whole smicha. That's when the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, they wanted to reintroduce the smicha. At that time, the Mekubalim moved to Tzfat. Rather than live in Yerushalayim, they moved to Tzfat. So we once discussed that there's a physical reason, and there was a Kabbalistic reason why they moved to Tzfat. The physical reason was that the water in Yerushalayim was very polluted. The water was full of bugs. The bugs were kosher bugs, but they were unhealthy to drink water. So many bugs, they were alive. So there's so many bugs that you can take, and you get sick if you have too many. So people were getting sick. So that's the physical reason why they moved out of Yerushalayim. And then Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi not so much Kabbalah. Let's say the Bez Nagodol of 71 meet on a Tuesday. They're meeting a whole day, then they go home. Then Wednesday morning they come back and they reconvene. Then they go home, they go to sleep. Each one lives somewhere else. Then Thursday morning they can reconvene. And what if they went away on vacation to Switzerland for a week or for a month? They're not supposed to. What if they went away? So they reconvene after the week is up, after the month is up. And what if they went on vacation for 2,000 years? So the Gemara says they'll reconvene. It won't be the same people. You get 71 people. They should meet. They should meet again. They should reconvene in the same location where they met last. So the Gemara says Eseg Golias Golso Sanhedrin. The one at the end of Rosh Hashanah says that just like at the end of the Churban Bais Rishon, the Shechina left the Beis Hamikdash, left the Kodesh HaKadoshim in 10 stages. First, the Shechina was shown on top of the Oren HaKodesh, where the Kruvim were, and then it went to a window, and then it went further, 10 stages. And Gemara documents it with Psukim quoted from the Vim Uksuvim. Similarly, at the end of the Baisheni period, the Sanhedrin was Golso in 10 stages. So they originally used to meet for all the years of the Baisheni and the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdosh, near the Mizbeach. You have to have Sanhedrin Samach LaMizbeach. And then they moved to Yerushalayim, then they moved to Yavna, then they moved to Usha, then they moved to Shvarim, then they moved to Tzipori and other places. All of the places where the Sanhedrin moved to the last couple of years were all in the Galil. And then they conked out. So the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam quotes this in the Mishnah Torah, that Lasi Lavoi, the Sanhedrin will reconvene in the last city where they met. It was already a pause 2,000 years since, almost 2,000 years since they met last. But that's where they're going to reconvene. A couple of years ago, when a group of Rabbonim decided that it's time to reconvene a Sanhedrin, so they met in Tveria. Because the Gemara says that Tveria was one of the last places, somewhere over there. So that's why in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, all of the Mekubalim wanted to live, they chose to live in Tzfat as opposed to living in Yerushalayim. The one reason was that it was healthier. The water was not as polluted. And the other reason was that the Gemara says that based on a pasuk in the end of Malachi, Hinei Nechu Shalech Lechem Yisrael Hanovi Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem Agadol V'Hanor, that Eliyahu Hanovi will come the day before Mashiach will appear. Eliyahu Hanovi will come to whom? Shalech Lechem. Where is he going to appear? Eliyahu Hanovi is going to appear in front of the Bez Nagadol. So where's the Bez Nagadol going to reconvene? Somewhere over there. Tzipori, Usha, Tveria. Somewhere over there. Tzfat. Somewhere there in the Galil. So that's why the Mekubalim wanted to be around. They wanted to be in the location to be Mekabel Penei Eliyahu HaNavi. We talk in Yiddish, we talk about to be Mekabel Penei Mashiach Tzidkenu. But in the Gemara, in Erevin, the Gemara doesn't talk about being Mekabel Penei Mashiach. Gemara talks about being Mekabel Penei Eliyahu HaNavi. So they wanted to be around when the Bez Nagadol would reconvene. And that's why they instituted the Chiddush HaSmicha. They gathered together all of the Rabbanim at Tzfas, and they gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Karo, they gave smicha to Maria Buav, and then later on they gave smicha to the Alshel, they gave smicha to four or five Rabbanim, and then it didn't work out, the whole story didn't work out. So we don't have any more smicha bizman hazeh. So we have, there's a Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin, there's a din of a Zoken Mamre. If the Bez Nagadol gives a psak, and then one of the Rabbanim doesn't like the psak, and he paskins against the Bez Nagadol. So the pasuk says that you have to give him the death penalty. You're not allowed to paskin against the Bez Nagadol. You can give a shear and give a whole pilpul, say whatever you want. When you give a shear, you can say, not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, but you're not allowed to paskin against the Bez Nagadol. That's a Zokan Mamre. So the Mishnah says, what if the fellow who paskins against the Bez Nagadol is a Talmud? So nobody's going to listen to him anyway. He's not a rabbi. He's a Talmud. So it's a bigger chutzpah. He dares to say against the Beis Nagadolus, and the Mishnah says he's off the hook. He doesn't get the punishment of the death penalty. Nimtza chumroi kuloi. Because his avera is greater, that he's a Talmud and not even roi lohoi ro, it's a bigger avera. But that's why it doesn't count, it's not farechent as an avera, because nobody's going to listen to him anyway because he's not qualified. How do you define a Talmud? Talmud shalohi gi lohoi ro. So Rashi says on that Mishnah, in the end of Sanhedrin, around Daf Peches or so, that's the end of the halacha part of Sanhedrin. Daf Tzadik starts the whole Agarata of Perek Chela. So around Daf Peizai and Daf Peches or so, so Rashi says on the Mishnah, what's a Talmud Shaloi Gielura? He's not 40 years old yet. Because the Gemara says you shouldn't paskin before the age of 40. So Moshe Feinstein points out in this first Simen in Chela Choshe Mishpat, he has a long letter that he sent to Rav Herzog, Zichron Levracha, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Herzog made a statement, something about Smicha, and Rav Moshe didn't like it. So he sent him a very nasty letter, and then when it came time to print his tshuva, so he took out the nasty parts, and he just wrote what he thought lahalacha. He disagreed with him very strongly, and just took out the insulting parts. So he writes there that Rashi's pshat is very difficult. Before the age of 40, the Gemara says you're not allowed to paskin unless there's no one else in town who's over 40 who knows how to paskin. But if you're the best qualified person, then you may paskin even before the age of 40. There were Amoraim who died at the age of 40. So how did they ever open their mouth? So the Gemara says because they lived in communities where there's no one else who was Roy Lohayro. So how can Rashi learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Talmud Shalohi Lohayro, who paskins against the Beis Nagadol, is not Chai Misa, means he didn't reach the age of 40. That's a din lachatchila. It's not miyakeh b'diavad of harai. The Gemara sometimes says that lachatchila it's mutter for a person before the age of 40 to paskin. So how can you write such a statement in the Mishnah? Talmud shelo hagilur. So he says that's what motivated the Rambam to give a different pshat. So the Rambam learns pshat in that Mishnah. What's a Talmud shelo hagilur hayro? A Talmud chacham who doesn't have smicha. Only one who has smicha. That's called a psak. That's called the hayroa. The zokin mamri is only chayv misa. If he gives a shear against it, he gives a whole shear and explains why the din should not be so, but he doesn't say halacha lemaisa, this is what you should do. He said that's the way it comes out, that's the way I understand what's going on. A lot of the rabbanim today in all the yeshivas, they all give a shear. It doesn't correspond living a dead to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't bother rabbanim, it doesn't bother the talmidim. When it comes to shaila, we'll ask Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, we'll ask someone else. We don't ask the rebbe who gives the shear in the yeshiva. So that's not a din of Zalkan Mamre. Zalkan Mamre, if he gives a whole pilpil shin, he explains, he can even say, Bez Nagodol says like this, and I have a whole shtikl Torah, and I think that it's not correct. As long as he doesn't paskin halacha lemaisa against the Bez Nagodol, he's not chayim mis. So the Ramam understood in the Mishnah, a Talmud shaloh yigi alora means if he doesn't have smicha. So that's not called hayro. So how can anybody, so for the last 1500 years, nobody has any smicha, but people are paskinim shailas, the Rishonim have shailas at Shuvas. The Gainim also, the Tkufas HaGainim, it was already after the end of the whole Smicha period. So how does anybody have Tshuvas? Sure, there's so many Tshuvas. Rishonim, Achronim, everybody has Tshuvas. So the answer is, the Gemara has a Loshon in one place, Kola Torah Kula, all of the Shaitas that we pass can are based on Midama Zayin Milsa LeMilsa. That's what we do today. There's man that people had Smicha, according to the Rambam, Smicha is a din and paskinim. So only a chacham shehigia lo hayro, a tam chacham who has the ability to paskin, so he has the right to employ any of the yud gimel midrash atar nidreshes bem. Not only kal v'chaymer. The Rambam writes beferish. The only one that you have to have a masora for is gzereshova. Ein andam gzereshova miatzma. But all kal v'chaymer with all the other midrash, there are many more midrash. There are not only 13 midrash atar nidreshes. There are many more midrash. When we learn Gemara, we always find many more midrash than the 13. So all the midas in the world, except partially Xereshav, you have to have a little bit of tradition. All the midas Adam Don Meyatzma. So why does the Gemara only single out Kal V'chaymer? So I think the answer is the following. All the midas Adam Don Meyatzma, if the Adam has smicha, and Al Pidin, he's entitled to express a hayruah. So I say, based on the midas Shatran and Rashi Spam, I think the din is like this. This man, in the last 1500 years, nobody has any smicha. So Al Pidin, we can't use any of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. Not just because we don't know Vima Estes. We don't know how they function. We don't know how to handle them. Not only we don't know how to handle them, even if we would know the secret, how to apply a Klal HaPrat to Klal, and to figure out mole and chaser and all the fancy ways, kefal loshen, how to darshan al pidin, we wouldn't be entitled to darshan because we don't have smicha. But kal v'chaim is a different story. That's what I needed the chumash for. Rashi on Parshas Bereishis quotes an agarate from the Gemara in Chulin, from Perek Eilu Treifas. The pasuk says the Rabbanu Shel Olam created everything in the world. Basara Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam. The Rabbanu Shel Olam just made declarations. So when the Rabbanu Shel Olam declared that trees should grow, so the maimer was he wants the trees to grow liminehem, different trees, and they shouldn't be mixed up together. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave the tzibah that he wants grass to grow, he didn't say liminehem. So Rashi quotes the Agarata from the Gemara that the grass and the flowers were nosa kavachayma meyatzma. They were dana kavachayma. Marach, the trees are so big and they're so different. Nonetheless, they're separate from each other. Nonetheless, the Rabbanu Shel Olam wanted they should grow liminehem. So the grass, which is so tiny, and they're going to be mixed up together, you won't be able to notice what's what, so they certainly have to be liminehem. So they were dana kavachemer. So
the grass.
The grass was dana kavachemer. Yeah. So the grass can, what right do you have? So the answer is there are two kinds of kavachemer. Sometimes there's a kavachemer that's such a dead giveaway, it's contained within the. If it says this, it's muva me'elov, that if it says A, so B is contained.
Logical,
it's self-contained. Sometimes you have a kavachomer of midinechad lachavero that is really not so logical at all, but that's the midah of kavachomer. So the midah of kavachomer, that's not so, you can't say this is self-evident and it's implied in the first statement. Whenever it's self-evident implied, then it falls into the category of the first statement automatically. The es, asavim were dan kavachomer meyatzma. But that, it's not from the midah shater and adreshes, man. So that's perhaps why the Gemara says, the Gemara singles out from all of the midas, there are more than 13 midas, Adam don kavachayme meyatzma. Why don't they say Adam don all the midas meyatzma? All the midas Adam don meyatzma. With the one partial exception of Zereshavit that you have to have a little bit, Masar. The answer is, all the other midas you have to have smicha. Adam don kavachayme meyatzma. Even Adam, a person doesn't have smicha. That kind of a kavachayme is chal by itself. Take, for example, the Gemara has in Perek Ablez in the Mila, we learned quite a few years ago, we spent a year learning Perek Ablez in the Mila. So the Gemara there discusses, how do you know that the Bris Mila Bismana is Vecha Shabbos? If the baby boy is born on Shabbos, how do you know that you're Mal? When you perform a Bris Mila, that's an act of Chilul Shabbos. And if the Mila is not a Mila Bismana, if the baby was not born last Shabbos, you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos in order to do the Bris Mila. So how do you know that if the baby was born on Shabbos, who says that there's a heter to perform the Bris Milah? So Gemara has different tanoim, have different sources. So one tan is of the opinion that it's a halacha l'moshe misina. So the Gemara says, there's another discussion in the last perek in Yuma, how do you know that pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha'tarukula? So each tana has a different drasha. And then Shmuel comes and he says, I have a pasuk v'chai b'hem v'loshi yomus b'hem. And Rava says he thinks that Shmuel's drasha is better than all the Tanoim. Shmuel was Nishke ben Atana. Shmuel was a first generation of Amoraim, a student of Rabbi Yonasi, never got smicha. And Rava thinks that Shmuel's drasha is better than all the drashas of all the Tanoim. So the Gemara has one of the Tanoim suggested, how do you know that Pikuach Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos, Zoktetz HaKavachayma from Bris Milo? If Bris Mila is Derech HaShabbos, even though you're only misakin one organ in the body, the Kal V'chaymer that Pikuach Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos because you're saving all of the Ramach Evor. What do you mean? The Evor HaZachris doesn't function well. The Goyim don't have a Bris Mila and their body functions just as well, maybe better than by the religious Jews. So what do you mean? What does it have to do with Pikuach Nefesh? You have to break your head to understand what Pshat and the Gemara is. But that's what one Tana says. Pikuach Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos is learned out of Kal V'chaymer from Bris Mila. If Bris Mila is Derech HaShabbos, even though it's only one Aver, you must talk in one Aver, so Kal V'chaymer, Pikuach Nefesh, where you're saving. So it's also the Ola Ramach Evarim, so you're saving the whole life. So the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says that Bris Mila is only one Aver. Yeah. So what do you mean?
I mean, if you're an oral, you get Kodesh. You don't take care of the
meal, though. No, of course, it's only once it doesn't mellow till he dies.
Okay, but
It's not really a Kavachaymer.
No, he said Kavachaymer because he doesn't want to die from Kores.
He's a kid. He's not not about Kores yet.
In general, yeah. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara.
Aliyah Zokin says that pshat.
So the Gemara says the Tanoim are debating two issues. They're debating. And Rav Perek Abelez in the Mila, they have a whole machlokes. How do you know that Mila Bismano is Derech Shabbos? If the baby boy was born last Shabbos, how do you know he permitted to perform the Bris Mila this Shabbos? Then in the last Perek in Yuma, the Gemara has different Tanoim are discussing how do you know Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Shabbos? So one Tana has the opinion Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Shabbos is learned out of Kavachema from Bris Mila. Once you know Bris Mila is Derech Shabbos, so it's a Kavachema that Pikuach Nefesh, real Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Shabbos. So the other Tana responds to him, it can't be. Because how do you know that Bris Mila is Derech Shabbos? So this Tana claims Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you have no right to be done a Kavachema me Halacha. You can only make a Kavachema from Dinim and Nechumish that are in Torah Shibichsav. But if you have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you have no right to extend it based on a kavachem. So that's what it says a klal in the Gemara. So the Shagas Aryeh has a collection of Shadash HaTshuvas, the Shadash HaTshuvas Shagas Aryeh. And then he has Tshuvas HaChadoshes, another volume that was printed a long, long time ago by his son after he died. And the Tshuvas HaChadoshes, he has a discussion of this din, this klal in the Gemara. If a din is only known to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you cannot broaden it out, you cannot extend it based on a Kavachayma. So the Shagasai writes, he thinks there are two kinds of Kavachayma. There's a Kavachayma midin echad l'chaveiro, and then there's a Kavachayma minei yubei. He says a Kavachayma minei yubei, just to figure out the details of the din. So he says that you can extend on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai also. The din has to make sense. So if the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says X, and based on a Kavachayma, it has to be X, Y, Z. It can't just be X alone. It's a Kavachayma that Y and Z are included. So, Minei Yubei, you do extend Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But you're going to be done a Kavachayma from Mila Bizman is Deicha Shab. He's going to make a Kavachayma that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kola Tarkuda. That's already Midin Echad L'Chaveira, Tzushtel. So, to make a Tzushtel from one din to the other, that you can't do on a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The whole idea of a Kavachayma Midin Echad L'Chaveira. Take, for example, a Kavachayma Midin Echad L'Chaveira. It says in Chumash that there are Shlosha Ovas by Shor HaMazik. If I have a Behemah and it makes a Hezik, so there's Keren Shem Beregel. So Shem Beregel, if I have my Behemah goes into Chotzran Nizik and it makes a Hezik either by Shena or by Regel, so I pay Nezik Sholem. Keren, the first three times, only pays Chatzi Nezik, and the fourth time pays Nezik Sholem. But Keren is Chai B'Shus HaRabim, and Shem Beregel are not Chai B'Shus HaRabim. So that shows that Keren is much more chomer than Shem V'Regel. So if Keren is more chomer than Shem V'Regel, Shem V'Regel the first time pays Nezik Shalem, Bishus HaNizik. So Keren Bishus HaNizik should pay Nezik Shalem the first time. When do you say Keren only pays Chatzi Nezik? That's Bishus HaRabim. But it's going to be Bishus HaNizik, so you should pay Nezik Shalem. So that's a machloikis satanoim in the Mishnayis and Bava Kamber. Tarfon says that that Keren Bishus HaNizik pays Nezik Shalom the first three times also. So that's a Kavachayma Midin Echad L'Chaveiro. You're assuming that all the dinim fit into one big mosaic, one big pattern, and the pattern has to, you have to fill in all the details that the pattern should make sense, otherwise it's the design is krum. Over here you have something, over here you have a din, and they're not connected with each other. So that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai doesn't fit into the whole pattern. Ain't done in Kavachayma Me'alacha because Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai stands alone. It's not necessarily going to be part of that big scheme, part of the whole big picture. But Minei Yubei, in the din itself, if you have a din in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and you have a Kavachayma Minei Yubei, so the Shagasari says that you are done, that kind of a Kavachayma. So I thought the Pashta says that's exactly what the Shagasari is telling us, there are two types of Kavachayma. Sometimes a Kavachayma means that it's included within what was given, like the Asavim were done Kavachayma, what the Esav has Seichel to be done, has intelligence to be done Kavachayma. It's a vegetation. It can't be done kavachayma. Means a kavachayma means that it's muvah me'elav. It's self included in the first statement.
Did you say that
halacha
l'moshe m'sinai itself excludes first of all peh?
Sure, it's torah shabbat peh. Yeah, that's for sure. It's torah shabbat peh. So the midah shatar nedreshes behem that you extend halachas was only given on Torah Shibichsav. On Torah Shibal Peh you don't extend.
So that's when the Shagasai limited. He says that's a kavachamim midin echad lachaveira. That's based on the premise that kolat tarakula in yenechad. That's a loshin in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin. The Tosefta and Sanhedrin quotes a din that if the Rebbe is giving a shir and one of the students asks a shaila, so it turns out he asked a shaila had nothing to do with the shir. The shir is on erev and he starts asking a shaila on soita, has nothing to do with the shir. So he has to apologize shaloi min ho'inyan sha'alti, and the Rebbe shouldn't answer. And Rameya disagrees and he says, kol ha-tarakula in yenechad. Everything in halacha is connected, and even though there is absolutely no connection, living or dead, between the question that the Talmud asked and the Gemara that they're studying, everything basically is interconnected. So we don't follow Rameya's opinion regarding the one who asked shaloi k'inyan. He's supposed to apologize and say shaloi k'inyan sha'alti. But the premise that he said is accepted. We do paskin like that. That is correct. Kol ha-Torah kulin yinecha. All of halacha is interconnected. And we assume that everything fits into one big pattern. And that's the basis of the klal of being done kal v'chaimim b'din echad l'chaver. But kal v'chaimim in ayubay, that's not from the midah shatar nedresh espem. Maybe that's why the Gemara singles that. The Gemara says, Adam don kal v'chaimim me'atzmo. Kal v'chaimim is different from all the others. Kal v'chaimim in ayubay is muva me'elav, it's like it's part of the din itself. That you also have to have smicha to be done such a din.
In what sense did Yasavim do the dan kavuchamim if they were just carrying forth what was inherent? So what shot they were done with the kavuchamim?
Just says kavuchamim was self understood when the Rebbe Shalom gave the tzivui basar mamaris nivra ha'olam. So when Rebbe Shalom gave the tzivui that trees should develop lemineim and grass should develop. So it's self-understood that Leminayim goes not only on the trees, it goes in the Dibur of Hashem. It's self-understood that it applies to the Asavim also. But you didn't need someone to be done that Kal V'chaim.
But the Lashon is that the Asavim were done.
Yeah.
Well, what did they do?
So I think you have to interpret that it doesn't mean they were done. They were self-understood. They were self-understood. Mm-hmm. It'll be a difference halacha l'maisa. Take, for example, the Chido wrote many svarim. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So one of the many svarim he wrote is the Simchas HaRegel, which is a sefer, a chibur on Megillas Rus, that we learn on Shavuos. So he discusses the din of Mayavi v'loi Mayavia. Rus HaMayavia married a Jewish man, she married Boaz. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Yevamos that it's permissible. When the Pasuk says that Mayavi, who converts, is not permitted to marry a Jewish girl, lo yava amana Mayavi b'kal Hashem. A lot of people mistranslate the Pasuk. They think that it means that amana Mayavi may not convert. That's not true. They may convert, but the psule called, they're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. They have to marry gerim. They can marry a mamzeres. The children would be mamzerim. That's not a good shidduch. But they can convert. They can get married. Just can't marry a Jewish girl. Have to marry a geiris. So the Mishnah says that din lo yav amani b'kal Hashem only applies if it's a male amoni who wants to marry a Jewish girl. But if it's a rus amaviyah. If it's an Amoynis or a Moyovis, they're permitted, after they convert, they're permitted to marry Jewish men. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Chido quotes this. Is that a halacha l'moshe Misinai, or was that Nidrash through the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hispan? So the Chido quotes that. Then he quotes a further Machlokes Achreinim, the Shach ala Torah, by someone else, not by the famous Shach, and they're different when the early Achreinim. So the Shach ala Torah with other Achreinim have a Machlokes. When the Chachamim develop a din based on the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hispan, does that din only apply Mikan al Haba? Like if the Chachamim make a Takana Derabbanan. So Takana Derabbanan is only knowing Mikan al Haba. You can't say that this Takana Derabbanan was always there. Not true. The Rosh writes in Chulin on Daf Yud Zayin, a famous Rosh, he writes, when the Bezin made the Gzer that you're not permitted to eat Gvina Sakum, so whoever had that day that they made the Gzeir Gvina Sakum, whoever had cheese that was manufactured by non-Jews, whatever cheese was manufactured already and was kosher, you're permitted to continue eating that cheese. And you don't have to kosher your pots and pans because they have a blia from the cheese until now was all kosher. Mikan al haba, whatever cheese will be manufactured, will be processed by non-Jews, mikan al haba, that'll be us. So dinam the rabbanim not clearly only mikan al haba. The shad is what if the rabbanim darshan with the midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hispan and they come up with a new din? Well, that new din, that's also divrei seifim, there's rabbinic input. So did that din only apply mikan al haba, or do you say no? It's igloy mosal ma'afir that this was always a din from the days of Maimon Har Sinai, from the days of Matan Torah. So many achrenim are of the opinion that din is only noig mikan al haba. So I think the pashto should be, let's say someone will be done kal v'chaimer. and they come up with a chiddush din based on a kal v'chomer. Rav Tarfon is going to make a din that Karen b'chatzar nizik nezik shalim mishalim based on a kal v'chomer from Shem v'regel. Karen is mocham and Shem v'regel because Karen is chay b'shus harabim, so Shem v'regel is pata b'shus harabim. So Shem v'regel b'shus hanizik is chay nezik shalim. So kal v'chomer that Karen b'shus hanizik pays nezik shalim. So what if a hezek already occurred before the day that Rav Tarfon came up with his shtikal Torah? Any hezek that occurred before the kal v'chomer of Rav Tarfon is only mikana lahabo. There are two kinds of kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer like the asavim would don a kal v'chomer that's minei yudei. That's built in, that's implicit in the original statement. That's implicit in the original din. So kal v'chomer minei yudei, that's going to be, if someone comes to the realization there's such a kal v'chomer minei yudei, it's going to turn out it's a gloy the Muslim afraid this was always the din. All the way back from the days of Maimon Hasina. But if a Tana or an Amora, whoever's going to come up with a new fangled kal v'chomer midin echad l'chaver, that's taka for nemira shataran adresh spam, that's not implicit within the din itself. So that din, according to many poskim, according to many achram, will only be noig mikan l'habo. That din will not be noig l'mafreya. The same thing, we have a concept in the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara has, the Gemara talks about meleches chalamoid. Shabbos you're not allowed to do meloche, zachumish. Yontav you're not allowed to do meloche except for echal nefesh. A pasuk in Chumash. Chalamoid is very unclear what the story is. So the Tanoim have a whole system, very complicated system of what's the halacha meleches chalamoid. So there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether meleches chalamoid is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban. Two opinions in Tosis, the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. How do you read the Gemara? So the Gemara has an expression in the second parak in Chagiga, and the Gemara speaks about meleches chalamoid and how did they come up with this idea. So the Gemara says, you really can't read in between the lines. You can use all the midrash, atar and dirash, spam is not going to help. The Gemara has an expression, lo mesara hakasuf elo lachachamim. The Torah left it up to the Rabbanim to determine what they think the din should be. And the Chachamim came up with this whole system of meleches chalamoid. So how do you understand that statement? Lo mesara hakasuf elo lachachamim. So Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch understood. Simple, it means meleches chalamoid. Isn't it the Rabbanim? The Torah gave the rabbis the authority to invent dinim derabbanan. So this is meleches chalamoid, is one of the many dinim that the rabbis invented. Like they invented a din that you're not allowed to carry in a carmelist. They invented a din on Shabbos, you're not allowed to write with the left hand. Menatara, it's only forbidden to write with the right hand. With the rabbanan, they made a din, you're not allowed to cook b'sar oif b'cholav. Menatara, it's only forbidden to cook b'sar b'hema b'cholav. So they invented a whole system of meleches chalamoid, is only with the rabbanan. So that's how the Mechaber paskens. Meleches chalamoid is only the rabbanan. And the Ramah paskens v'ashkenazim that meleches chalamoid is deraisa. So what does that expression mean? Lo mesar hakos v'alachachamim. It doesn't mean that the rabbis have the right to invent dinim derabbanan. No, it means that sometimes the Torah writes a pasuk in a vague fashion, and the Rabbanan Shalom leaves that up to the rabbanim to determine what the guidelines should be, and whatever they determine, that becomes the din deraisa. It doesn't become a din derabbanan. This is also, it's also in a certain sense from the midrash haTorah and Rashi Spam. So the Pashto says that to make such a determination, for that you also have to have smicha. That's also from the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpam. That doesn't happen by itself. What Meleches Chalamoid happened by itself, the whole system with Dovah HaOved and Umen Vein LaMayoichal and the whole such a complicated system, that didn't happen by itself. That's a Divrei Seifrim. There was rabbinic input there. Sometimes the rabbinic input comes up with the rabbinical din, a din with the Rabbanon. And sometimes the Rambam calls many of the halachas of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Divrei Seifrim, there was rabbinic input. They used the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpam to develop certain dinim. So many achrenim hold those dinim that they developed are only noig mikana lahabo. Even though the dinim deraisa, it's only noig mikana lahabo. That's how the Chazanish holds. Most of the poskim hold like that. That the dinim deraisa that are learnt out by reading in between the lines, by employing the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpam, that doesn't happen by itself. You have to have rabbanim, qualified rabbanim, with smicha to paskin, and when they paskin it, it's only noig mikana lahabo. So the Pashto says that such a determination also of la mesara kasvel lachachamim, that has to be that's like the midrash haTorah and midrash haSpam. That has to be done by a person who has smicha.
Isn't that related also to the question of lo sasser and kasher yucha? Also the question of what are you over? Anytime you open something against Rabbani, you open a saucer, something that's a derisive, but Rabbani's also people like that.
No, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban.
One who violates an Issa D'Rabbanan is in violation of Lo Sosa. Right. The Gemara says in the Sugya of Chanukah, in Bama Madlikin, the Gemara says we recite the bracha when we light Neres Chanukah. We bench licht. We say we bench licht. We're saying a bracha on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So the Gemara says, how can you say Asher Gereshon Ben Mitzoyse V'Tzivonu? The Rabban Shalom didn't command us. The Gemara says, no. We are obligated to listen to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, what's the source? So one Amara quotes the Pasuk Lo Sosar, the other Amara quotes another Pasuk. So the Rambam adapts that position, that it's Lo Sosar. And the Ramban disagrees, but the Rambam says, no, even that opinion who quoted Lo Sosar, he only meant it as an Asmachta. Because the Gemara, another place in Brachas, says, all the Dinim, Gemara Brachas Dav Chof, so the Gemara says, all the Dinim de Rabbanon, Asmechinu Aloy Sosar. It's only an Asmachta, that's not the real Drosha. No one ever took that Pasuk seriously. Lo Sosar just means, keep all the Mimcha Dova La Mishnah. If you don't know what the din is, how to like Tefillin, how to keep Shabbos, ask a Shaila, whatever the Rabbanim Paskin, you have to listen to. But din the Rabbanim, they invented. That's not called keep all the Mimcha Dova, you don't know what the din is. You know what the din is. There is no such thing as Chanukah. There is no such thing as Purim. It's an invention mid the Rabbanim. It can't be that the Ramban claims it can't be that there's Lo Sosar on a din the Rabbanim. The Rambam disagrees. He took the Gemara Kibshuto, that you have Lois Sosa. No, that's about Dinim de Rabbanon. Dinim de Rabbanon for sure are only Mikan al Habo. That's for sure. But even if they darshan, even if the Rabbanon darshan a Din de Raisa, the Din de Raisa doesn't happen, it's not that it falls into place automatically. Someone with authority, according to the Rambam, has to be a person with smicha, who is a Bar Hochi of Hairoa. Someone who has Koyach Hairoa, smicha, has to paskin employing the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Spam, and to determine that this drasha is a valid drasha. So the same is true al pi pashtus for the klal of la mesar hakasuv ela lachachamim.
Who made the ipsak moavim alo moavia? Was that the Sanhedrin at the time of Boaz? Did he make a
hara
at the time?
Not a hara hashor. That was the Mishnah quotes. That was the din all along. So that's the chidor quotes and machlekes harishonim. The smag writes that it was a halacha l'moshe Messina. And other Rishonim say it wasn't halacha l'moshe Messina. They were mechadished it before, a generation before, but it wasn't from the day. It wasn't transmitted from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was mechadished. That came after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that's the discussion that they have. If you have a drasha that was not halacha l'moshe Messina, and you darshan that din, does that din only apply mikan al habo, or do you say no? Since it's a din deraisa, it's a glory Muslim affair. It was always so. So most of the poskim hold the din is only mikan al habo. It's not chal ma'freya, even though it's a din deraisa. Unless it would be this kind of a kavachayma that the Shaga says a kavachayma in Eyev Bey. So that's included in the original din.
In other words, it comes out that if you were over on it before they were makalishes, you're putter.
You're putter. It was behetta. It was mutter until then.
But it was,
no, it was mutter.
It was never fully accepted because you find later on even.
When they darshan the din, so mikan al habo, there's such a din. Until they darshan it, there never was such a din.
How does that work? They can't make it up. They're just telling you what, you know, what the Torah meant. When Hashem said the Torah, Hashem, this is what the Torah meant.
So
we now, it means
so we're saying not so. We're saying that's what midrash HaTorah and Rashi Spam means, that they employ the midrash, the klolim, to be mechadish anu din. The mechadish anu din, that's only noig mikan al habo. It wasn't noig before. Exactly.
So Rabbi, when they did the head of Moaviah, why didn't they take the pasuk before Mamzer? It says Leiva Mamzer. Why not Mamzer and not Mamzer?
Yeah, so the Mishnah discusses that. So the Gemara and Yevamos explains why it doesn't work by Mamzeris, and it doesn't work by Mitzri, Vedaimi, only by Amon and by Ovid. The Gemara works out from the Psukim hell. So the simple reading of the Gemara seems very clearly that it's not Allah Moshe Messina. The Gemara seems to say that they worked it out from the Psukim, whoever worked it out. Shmuel, Boaz, whoever, earlier, later, somebody worked it out.
But it was the way Gadomi with his best tried to overturn it. So in other words,
if it would have been Allah Moshe Messina, what is there to overturn? So the Pashtus in that Gemara is also. It was a din that was developed by the Chachamim in an earlier generation. And then there was a debate whether we should accept that din or not.
Well, wouldn't that follow also, based on what you said, also that if you're saying Mekan Lahabah, so then either somebody would have married him or would be before, would have been no good.
No, it would have been mutter.
No, because only
came,
only
Mekan Lahabah
from Shmuel's bed.
Oh, before it would have been us.
Yeah.
Okay. And Achinami? Okay. In that case, if I'm money b'lei amavis, okay, whoever would marry him before would be also. We're still going to give him malchus because he violated
about,
the Navera.
What about the katla chazir that they came into Eretz Yisrael, which was they were allowed to eat it? Those, but they found the meat in the goyish houses.
Yeah.
But also it should have been. Why was that put?
Mishas Melchama. Yeah, that's a special thing. Mishas Melchama. The Gemara said they can eat treifas. Mm-hmm. The pasuk says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find. Then it says, mm-hmm. So he says you're allowed to drink the treifa wine that they have in the Boris Chatzum, you're allowed to eat the treifa food. Yeah. That's only the chalutze tzava kishe konza begvua lachem la mochama. In the middle of the war. Middle of the war, yeah. So there is a famous Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Tzadikei on Amud Aleph.
He says that Ofo Nefesh, Yev Mutar, up to 5 years ago, was Mutar to smoke on the Yom Tov. Nobody else came out with a Locha, which you don't allow to smoke on the Yom Tov. Because, I don't know if because of Ofo Nefesh or what. If it's like that, is it from the right Asi or the Rabbana?
I'll explain. The Gemara says regarding Mugmer, in the days of the Tanoim, they used to have a practice at the conclusion of the meal after the Birchas Hamazon, they would bring a pan that had burning hot coals and they would sprinkle some kind of incense on kind of the on top of the coals and the reach would fill up the whole room and they would say a bracha on the reach toiv. So the shaylas are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov because you're causing havara, you're sprinkling the besamim on top of the coals and they're going to burn the besamim. So if it's oichal nefesh, it's mutar. It's hanuas haguf. So the Gemara says in Ksubis that that's not permissible because the pasuk that says you're allowed to do a malacha for the purpose of echal nefesh, achasheyach lechol nefesh, who levad yosahim. Chol nefesh means something dover hashav lechol nefesh that everybody enjoys. But since not everybody enjoyed smelling the reich of the psamim, so dover sheneshav lechol nefesh you're not allowed to. So the Gemara refracts Ashayla, and what about shechting deer's meat? Only the Gvirim can afford it. It's very expensive. So you got to tell me, since only the Gvirim eat this, but everybody, some people can only afford chicken, they can't eat flesh. Other people can afford flesh. You're going to say that deer's meat, which is so expensive, is a dover shein shavu l'chol nefesh. So you're not allowed to shech the deer on Yom Tov. The Gemara says it's not correct. No. If the other people would have a little more money, they would also enjoy eating deer's meat. So what does that mean? So it's a little unclear what it means. So there's a Tosfos in the third Perek of Masechet Shabbos, Tosfos in Perek Kira. The Pnei Yeshua, who lived in the 1700s, has a commentary on much of Shas. So he points out this Tosfos in Perek Kira, in the third Perek in Shabbos. Tosfos gives you the definition of what's Dovah Shabbos L'chol Nefesh, what's not. So Tosfos says, whatever you do, Lebrius, for your good health, people eat flesh to remain healthy. So whether you can afford it or not, whether many people enjoy this particular kind of flesh or not, since you're doing it lebrius, that's called dova shavu l'chol nefesh. As opposed to mugmer, that's only l'tainik bi'almo, so that's dova shena shavu l'chol nefesh. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, you see from the Tosfos, that it doesn't matter what percentage of the population enjoys smelling mugmer. Even if everybody enjoys smelling mugmer, since you don't smell mugmer for brius, you smell mugmer for tainik bi'almo, so that's dova shena shavu l'chol nefesh, you're not allowed. So the Pnei Yeshua writes on that gemara. Apparently they had some kind of form of smoking in the 1700s. So at that time it was mekubal that this is good to help digestion. Hardly anybody smoked. Very small percentage of the population smoked. But those who could afford it, those who smoked, claimed that it was healthy to smoke. So he says, even though hardly anybody smoked, but this is called dava hashav l'chol nefesh because we do it lebrius. We're not doing it l'tainuk. So now it's the other way. So that Rav Avadya Yosef says that now that the Surgeon General of America, all over the world, they came to the realization that smoking is absolutely unhealthy. So fakert, even if everybody smokes, but if it's not done lebrius, it's only done letainug, and it's even unhealthy, that would be labeled. Doesn't matter how many people enjoy it. It matters whether it's lebrius or letainug. So that's what he says, that since today it's not done lebrius, we have ascertained that it's not at all healthy, other rabbi, it's unhealthy, that'll be an issa deraisa. Here the din will change depending on what the doctors think. Do the doctors think that it's lebrius or it's not lebrius? So there is a, I wanted to talk, there is a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph. So Tosfos has a famous kasha. that everybody has a lot of literature on. Taisus Frekt Akasha, there is a din on Yontif, on Shabbos you're not allowed to make cheese. Hamegabein, if you make gvina b'Shabbos, that's a tolda bona. That's what tolda bona, it's a malocha deraisa. If you make cheese on Shabbos, you chai misa. That's what they ask a famous kasha. So eating cheese should be nisa soser. That's a humorist, that's a joke. They say Rabbi Hutton once gave a whole pilpul shir on that kasha. The kasha state in Achrayim, so he once gave a whole shir on that. But that, so the Gemara has a din. What does it have to do with bona? Bona, what are you doing bona? You take a lot of bricks together and you put cement and you make a whole wall or you make a whole building out of it. So cheese, you take the tiny particles, the curds of the milk together, you separate the curds from the whey, and you get the curds to join together into one blob, into one lump. So that's, Chacham declared that that's bona, malacha bona. On Yontif, Oichel Nefesh is mutter, so you're allowed to make cheese. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif, because if you would have made the cheese on Erev, Yontif would have tasted better. So there's a machloikis and teisvis whether that's a din derais or din derabonim. The fact that you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif. So teisvis and Shabbos, the Apsarek assumes that that's only a chumra midirabonim. And Atera doesn't make a difference whether it would have tasted better if you would do it on Erev Yontif, would have tasted better. You do on Yontif is lamala v'lo merid. That's only a chumra midirabonim. And Atera, you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. Teisvis and Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes teisvis and Megillah, Dav Zayin holds that making cheese on Yontif is an isa derais. It would have tasted better if you would have done it on Erev Yontif, so it's awesome on Atar. But Tosis and Shabbos assumes that Megabin on Yontif is only awesome at the Rabbanim and Atar, it's Mutah. So Tosis, Frekta Akasha, we have a Lamites of its Malachas. So the Gemara says a rule, any, you have to judge each and every one of the Lamites of its Malachas. In any Malacha where it's possible to give a heter to violate that Malacha, Letzarech Echel Nefesh, take for example, we want to have a picnic in Eaton Park, on Yontif, on Shavuos, they want to eat in the park. Or they all want to eat, let's say, I live in Washington Heights, a lot of singles there. So they have on Shabbosim, they have a get-together. So they have an Erev. So everybody carries, this girl carries cholent, this one carries kugel, this one carries chicken, this one carries flesh, this one carries salami. And they all sit and they all eat together on Shabbosim. Okay. So there's an Erev. What if there wouldn't be an Erev? So on Yontif. On Yontif, you would carry the food. So since you can carry hoitzoa is mutter for oichal nefesh, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. We want to have a picnic in the park. So since I tell us mutter for echal nefesh, so Beisilu said you are permitted to carry your lulav and esrik to shul also. You're permitted to carry your talis to shul. You have to judge each malacha. Is this malacha ever mutter l'tzarech echal nefesh? Then we say not only is it mutter l'tzarech echal nefesh, even mutter l'tzarech yam ktsas l'tzarech mitzvah is also mutter. But it has to be havara. Havara is sometimes mutter. Let's say I want to make a fire in order to cook some food. I'm not allowed to strike a match, okay, but I'm allowed to, if there is already a fire, so I can light the logs over there and get a whole bunch of logs, that's also havara. So havara is mutar l'tzarech echal nefesh, so you're allowed to do havara to keep the body warm or to do other things as well. To heat up water in order to wash your face and so on. Whatever malacha is mutar l'tzarech echal nefesh, so that malacha will be mutar l'tzarech yom ktas. Frektosus akasha, what if my house collapsed on Yontif and my sukkah fell down? Oh, I forgot to make a sukkah. I didn't make a sukkah on Erev Yontif. I should be permitted to take a hammer and nails and wood and build a sukkah on Yontif, because Megabin is mutter min haTorah on Yontif. Megabin is bona. If you make cheese, it's mutter min haTorah on Yontif. It's only achumim midrabanan. So say on the malacha bona mitoch shuhut v'letzorech ochal nefesh, but you're not v'letzorech hayom ktas. I need a sukkah on Yontif. I need a house on Yontif. My house fell down.
That's a real stretch.
Huh?
That's a real stretch.
Why is that a stretch? Why? What's wrong? Okay, no. Okay, that's Taisus Kash. So Taisus says it's correct. Minatar is mutter to build a house on Yontif. Minatar is mutter. It's midirabbanan, not allowed because of the dechol. Others think that it's a stretch. They're not happy. They think it's awesome in Atara to build a house. They think that that's a shver teisus to say that it's only awesome in the Rabban. So many achrayim.
Anything by Yontif, anything you could have done erev Yontif, you can't do on Yontif.
Well, it collapsed on Yontif.
I mean, certain things, certain malachas.
That they collapsed on Yontif.
No, you gave an example. You forgot to pull the sucker.
Yeah, that didn't. You're not allowed to do on Yontif. That's only with the Rabban. Whatever you could have done on Erev Yontif, let's say you could have carried your talis to shul on Erev Yontif also, but we still permit people to carry the talis to shul on Yontif. The lulav and the esrog also you could have carried to shul, but you didn't want to. I want to ben Chesedik at home when I wake up. Then I want to take it to shul later. So even if he could have done an Erev Yontif. So many are not happy. They think that the Tesis is wrong. They're gunning out. They want to make that it should be an Issa Derais. So many Achrayim have. There's a whole sefer on Meleches Yontif. But Moshe Sokolovsky, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva in Brisk. Rab Chaim was not the Rosh Yeshiva. Rab Chaim was Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin. And then when they closed down Valozhin, Rab Chaim became the Rav in Brisk. So in Brisk there was a Yeshiva. Rab Moshe Sokolovsky had the Yeshiva there. So this Rab Moshe Sokolovsky wrote a whole sefer that's called Meleches Yontif, all about Oichal Nefesh. A whole big sefer about Oichal Nefesh. And it's a whole pilpul sefer. And then after he learned by Rab Chaim, he changed his whole style of learning, and he put out another sefer, Imrei Moshe. That's Achamatan Torah. It's a totally different style. The sefer Kodematan Torah is different, and Achamatan Torah is in Gansan a different sefer. So in his first sefer, the Meleches Yontif, a beautiful sefer, he quotes Pnei Yeshua, Chem de Shleima, and all the pilpul sefer, and quotes everything, he puts everything together. So he quotes a lot of Achareinim who want to answer Tosfos Kasha. So they want to say, making cheese on Shabbos is a malacha bona. What is it, an av malacha bona or it's a tolda? It's a tolda. Okay, the av malacha is you build a house. Megabin is a tolda. It's a tolda with a stretch. Because you're putting particles of curds of the cheese together, and that's what makes it. You lump them all together, so it looks a little bit like a bona. So they declare that it's bona. Menatara is malacha is bona menatara. But it's only a tolda, it's not the av. So a lot of Achareinim want to say, when do you have the right to say mitoich any malacha that's muta for the purpose of Oichal Nefesh? You're also permitted to violate that malacha tzarcha yom tzas. That's if the av malacha is muta, the tzarcha Oichal Nefesh, then you can do the av or the tolda, the tzarcha yom tzas. But here you have a case, megabin is muta min ha-toira. Megabin is only a tolda. So you're going to say, because the tolda is muta, the tzarcha Oichal Nefesh, even the av is also muta, the tzarcha yom tzas. But in the Av is more choshev than the Tolda. The Av, you never have a heter. Boine, the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. That's what a lot of Achareinim want to say. They give different terutzim, and they think that the Tosis is a stretch, and they give various explanations. So the Netziv has a whole essay on this Tosis. He also doesn't like Tosis. Has a whole essay on this topic of the Tosis in his Chibur on the Shiltas. So he writes the following. Very fascinating idea. He says the rabbis were gunning out to prohibit making cheese on Shabbos. He says it doesn't really make sense that megabin should be a tolda bona. Come on, what has it got to do with bona? You open up an umbrella, at least you're making a roof. Oh hell, something, but making cheese is a tolda bona because you take tiny particles. So he says, but farfal, the rabbis have a right to declare. So they declared with a stretch because they were gunning out to us. Making cheese on Shabbos, and they declared with a big stretch that Megabin is a tolda bona farfal. So Megabin is chai misa. Once they declare it, they have the authority to declare Megabin is a tolda bona. He says on Yontif they never declared that Megabin should be a tolda bona. They have a right to declare Megabin is a tolda bona on Shabbos and not on Yontif. A Yontif is only awesome in the Rabbonim. And Gansan Mechudish? On Shabbos it's a tolda, on Yontif is not a tolda.
Yeah,
that's all he wants to say. When it's Lem Mesorah Kosav Elach HaChamim. So the way he's saying that toldus of the malachis is up to the chachamim. It's also like lo mesar akos ve'lo chachamim. The rabbanim have to declare that this is included as a tolda. There are some toldus that are such a dead giveaway. It's so similar to the av malacha. Everybody understands on their own that that's a tolda. That you don't have to have smicha to declare that. That's like the kavuchaimer that the asavim were done. That's a kavachayim in Ayyubay. That fits in by itself automatically. This becomes a tolda. Then there are other things that don't become automatically a tolda. It's up to the chachamim to declare that it should become a tolda. Take, for example, there's a Gemara, the first daf in Moed Katan. So the Gemara says that watering flowers that are growing on Shabbos, on Yontif, is a malacha. It's not an ab malacha, it's a tolda. So which malacha is it a tolda of? Should I say it's a tolda of choresh? Because choresh means I prepare the earth, I make the earth soft, that I should be able to plant. So here I'm watering the earth. Is it tolda of choresh? Or should I say no, it's a tolda of zareah, because the flowers are growing already, the grass is growing already. So since it's growing already, and by watering the grass that's growing, I'm helping it grow better, so it's a tolda of zareah. So it's either machlek is rabbi Rav Yosef. Is it a tolda of choresh or a tolda of zareah? Nobody says it's a tolda of both. They just said, so the Gemara asks, why can't you say it's a tolda of both? We know Masechah Shabbos, the first daf on daf Ein Gimel. First daf after the Gemara list of all the obvious malachas. So the Gemara says, Zayma v'tzorach le'etzim chayv shtayim. A person breaks off a branch from the tree. He's pruning a tree. He's cutting off branches in order that what remains behind should grow better. The branches are a burden on the tree. So if the farmer is a mumche, he knows what he's doing. So by lopping off some of the branches, he's thinning it out, and the rest of the tree is going to grow better. Right. So the Gemara says, Chayv Shtayim. It's two malachas. He's Chayv Kotzer. He's chopping off the wood, and he's going to use the wood. He needs the wood. And he's Chayv Mishum Noteya. He's helping the rest of the tree grow better. So the Gemara effect Akasha in the first Davin might cut. You see that it's Gimol Tahechi Timtze. That the person is Chayv Shtayim, one Pu'ula. He does one activity, and he's Chayv Shtayim. So why can't you say a mashkamayim nizraim should be chayv shtayim? Let it be both a tolda of chorish and a tolda of zareh. Why do you have to say either A or B? Say chayv shtayim. So the Gemara says a good kasha, but there's a teretz, and the Gemara doesn't say what the teretz is. What's taka the teretz? So the Yor Sameach writes in his Seif on the Rambam, he thinks the teretz is like this. He says, if you cut off branches, zayma v'tzoch le'itzim, that's an av malacha of kotzer. He's cutting off logs. He's cutting off branches. Kotzer, he wants to use the logs. And it's an av malacha of noteya. The Rambam writes that zomer, and you help the tree grow better, is an av malacha. It's not a told. He says it's an av malacha of noteya. So he says if it's an av, say chayv shtayim. It's the av of kotzer and the av of noteya. So chayv shtayim, he did two malachas. But over here, by mashkamayim nizraim, nobody holds that it's an av malacha. Everybody agrees that it's a tolda. So it really should have been a tolda of both. But the Rabbonim have no right to, it doesn't, not that it rolls automatically by itself to become a tolda. You have to declare it as a tolda. The Rabbonim have to put it under, the place it under this category, a place it under that category. So they have no right to put it under two categories. Must pick Yenuk if you put it under one category. You ready? Asked it. What right do they have to declare that it should be placed both under the, as a tolda of Zareh and a tolda of Chorish at the same time? It's enough if he declared that it's a tolda of one. He's also saying such a chiddush, like the Netziv, that the toldas don't always automatically roll by themselves. The Rabbanim have to declare, with the power vested in them as musmochim, he has smicha and he has a koyach of hayroah to paskin, so he paskins that this is daima, this is sufficiently daima to that, and he holds that that has the status of a tolda. That's why. Kein deraisa is a din. When you make a din derabanan, called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deraisa tikkun. But here we're talking about din deraisa.
Making a declaration of toldus, so make the declaration of toldus just like in deraisa.
No, this is deraisa. The toldus are also the toldus are also deraisa.
But there's a possibility for having two toldus, two different toldus. They identified as a toldus.
Yeah, but that would be, there are some says that would be unnecessary. There's no need to declare that it should be a tolda both. If the Rabbanim want to answer it, so sufficient if you declare it's a told of A or told of B. Why should they declare it's a told of both? If it's an Av, so an Av is an Av. So on its own merit, they don't have to declare anything. But some of the toldas become toldas automatically, and others are with a stretch. Others, they have to declare that it's a toldas. So here they had to declare that Mashka Mayim Lizraim is a tolda. They wanted to answer it. They were gunning out to answer Ashkas Mayim, Mashka Mayim Lizraim. So it's sufficient if they declare it's a tolda A or tolda B. Why should they have to declare that it's a tolda both? So that's why it's a machlekes. Rabbi Rav Yosef, which one is it? So that's why I wonder about Rabbi Chaim Moshe had a big machlekes when they first came out with electric bulbs.
Yeah.
So the Maharsham said that turning on an electric bulb is only an Issa Derabon. It's not a Malacha Derais. Why? So he said because in the days of the Mishkan they didn't have any electric bulbs. And the only thing that constitutes a malacha is whatever was an important activity. Hach to have it mishkan chashiva. Gemara says on the first daf from Baba Kama, any activity that was very crucial, very important in asiyas hamishkan, so that has the status of an av malacha. So whatever wasn't in the mishkan is not an av malacha, and even what wasn't in the mishkan, it becomes a tolda. So the marsham had a chiddush nifla. That's only if it existed in the days of the Mishkan, so you can say that it was represented by the Malacha that was in the Mishkan, so it's considered as if this activity was also in the Mishkan. But electric bulbs, they didn't have in the days of the Mishkan. So since it wasn't in the Mishkan, it wasn't represented, you can't say it was represented by the Malacha they had in the Mishkan, because it didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan.
But making a fire was part of the Mishkan. This
Right.
Right.
So Havara was in the Mishkan, but he says, he claims electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, so there's no way that you can declare that electric bulb is a Malacha Derais. That's what the Marsham said. Rav Chaim Oizer disagreed. Rav Chaim Oizer held that turning on electric bulb on Shabbos is a Malacha Derais. And to demonstrate that he didn't agree with the Marsham, so he used to, that's what they quote, he used to say, Havdola Be'arim Yeri Ho'esh, to demonstrate that it's Mamashesh. So I'm just wondering to myself,
why not
to turn on the light on Yontif? So the Mishnah has it in, if you already have a fire on Yontif, you're permitted to light these logs from that fire. But to strike a mesh, to be more L'desh Mechadosh, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Min HaTorah doesn't make a difference whether you're striking a match, creating a new flame, or the fire is there and I throw in paper, I throw in logs. Min HaTorah, it's the same thing.
If we don't have light, maybe I can see it, so I have
right. Right, so Min HaTorah, it doesn't make a difference whether you're striking a match or you're lighting Eish Min Eish. But Midi Rabbanan, the Mishnah says that they prohibited Moilad Eish Mechadosh. So that's a Chumr Midi Rabbanan. Midi Reis, it's the same thing. Havar is the same Malacha, whether you strike match, you create a new line. So that's what most of the Poskim assumed. There was a big Machloikis, whether turning on lights is Mutter on Yontev. So the accepted opinion was that it's not allowed. That's called Moilad Eish Mechadosh.
Oh, Hashulchan, Chazonish says it's not because of Eish. Chazonish is because it's bone. You're making a circuit. So it's considered bone.
Doch
Hashulchan has befeirish that you're allowed to put on light on your
own. Doch Hashulchan holds that it's not called Moilad Eish Mechadosh. Right. That's because the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ksav Sofer. He writes, Bialdusoi, Ksav Sofer was the son of Ksav Sofer. He writes, he remembers as a child, people, they had matches.
Yeah.
Matches are not that recent. He lived in the 1800s, 150 years ago. So they had matches. So you're not allowed to strike a match on Yontif, but if you put the match on a black coal,
yeah,
even though the coal is not orange, the coal is not flaring up, it'll burst that into a flame. So we hold that that's called Moilad Eish Mechadosh. Because there is no Eish. It's just so hot. If the coal is so hot that it's orange, that's called an Eish. So if you put the match there, that's you're taking an Eish from any existing Eish. But if the coal is black, you don't have any Eish. You have just a lot of heat. So the Ksav Sofer writes, he remembers Bialduso, that was assumed to be permissible. People would put a match, and that wasn't called Moilad Eish Mechadosh. Based on that, that's what the Orach HaShulchan writes, that he thinks that it should be permissible to turn on the lights on Yontif. That's not called Moilad Eish Mechadosh. You're just hooking up with the electricity and it's flowing anyway. You're just linking up with that, so that's called an Eish from an already existing Eish. But we don't, even though the Ksav Sofer writes that he remembers that, so the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow that Ksav Sofer. We don't allow that to take a match and put it
on. But it's not analogous. It's not analogous to that, because there you have Eish and you make no Eish. But here there was no Eish. The only age comes when there is the movement of the Malkus through the wire because of the.
I mean, even if you hold that by the match, it's mutter, but here it's still Shver. Sure, but we don't even allow it by the match. Yeah. Kal v'chaimer, that it should not be allowed.
You put a match onto a blech, a hot blech, on top of which is the fire, underneath is the fire. So you have a blech on the putz. So rather than pick up the blech and light on the match, it's hot enough when you put the match on the blech and it matches the light.
So that's this just Ksav Sofer says he remembers that religious things
would work. But here, you don't see the fire. Here, there is a fire underneath the blech. The fire was there. I mean,
yeah, but I'm not linking up my match to the fire. I'm linking up my match to the blech. So that's really Moilad Eish Mechadosh. We would not follow that kula on the Ksav Sofer. Right. We would not allow that.
But you can take a match. You can take a match there from somebody smoking a cigarette.
More unusual
so the embers of the tobacco
If you have some orange sparks there,
yeah.
If you have flame, if you just have hot, burning hot ashes,
you see
the redness.
Okay,
yeah.
If you see the redness, then it's not called Moilad Eish Mechadosh. So Rav Chaim Oizer held that turning on an electric light on Shabbos, he held that that's a Malacha Deraisa. And then the Chazon Ish held, let's say I plug in a refrigerator and it starts to work. I plug in a fan and it starts to work.
So the Chazon Ish held that that's a malacha deraisa. What's the malacha deraisa? He was convinced it's a malacha deraisa, just not sure which malacha. How is he so convinced that it's a malacha deraisa? Either it's bayin or makel apat. He's not sure one or the other, but it's a malacha deraisa. It means it's a tolda. See, it's not the original, it's not the av malacha ban, it's not the av malacha makab apatish, it's a tolda of A or B. So the pashtus is that there are two different kinds of toldas. Sometimes you have a tolda that's a dead giveaway, it's so dome to the av, you don't need the lo mistar kas of ala chachamim. You don't need that the bezin should declare that it's a tolda. It's not like the nitziv said they were gunning out to prohibit megabin on Shabbos, and they declared, even though it's a stretch, and they only declared it for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. That's when they declared it. Sometimes you have something that's so obviously a tolda, so it becomes automatically like a kavachaymim in a bay, that kavachaymim rolls automatically by itself. But sometimes, let's say over here, Chazon Ish thinks that the plugging into the electrical circuit, the fan or the refrigerator, that's a tolda. That's going to be a tolda there. I said you have to have somebody with smicha who has the power to paskin a shayla. This doesn't happen by itself. The same shot about the Rav Chaim Oizer. He felt that putting on an electric bulb is havara deraisa. That's a tolda automatically, or that's an av, or that's a tolda automatically, or that's your la mesara kasa lachacham. You're using the midah shatarned reshes bem, and you're being done. I hold that this is a tolda. Does that flow automatically?
Yeah, it flows automatically because it doesn't matter whether you burn wood or you burn metal. The Rambam says it's still havola also.
If you heat metal until it glows. So it means that says already in the Tosefta. So what Rav Chaim Moshe said, that state in the Tosefta. Okay, you can say it like that. So what about what the Chazon Ish said? He said this kind of a gimmick, bulb didn't exist in the days of
but the glowing of metal was it? This was one of the things that they did there.
Okay, so that's why Prime was disagreeing. Okay,
yeah,
and he held that the bulb didn't exist. But let's see what the Chazon Ish said. That flows automatically.
It didn't exist at that time. Gas to heat gas. So therefore, gas you could light up gas. I mean, at the times of Mishkan, they didn't have gas.
Burning gas.
Right. So now you have burning gas, and you should be allowed to come to the Masham.
So
because it wasn't there.
Mr. Stam Hill says it's only the Rabbana. But the Shaila, yeah. And those who disagree, did they really have the right to disagree and to say that burning gas is a malacha deraisa? But we don't have smicha bizman hazeh.
Yeah.
So does that flow automatically as a tolda, or is this a tolda that you have to declare? Take, for example, the first daf in Baba Kama, the Gemara talks about Ovis and Toldas by Arba Ovis Nezikin, and Ovis and Toldas by Melecha Shabbos. So by Melecha Shabbos, the Gemara has a pasuk. The Gemara says, Ve'osa me'achas mehena, so the Gemara Shabbos, I find darshans, we learn from the pasuk that there are Toldas also, Yechayv on Toldas. And in Baba Kama, there is no pasuk to teach you that there's an institution of Toldas. We say the Toldas, same Kayotzevam, the Toldas of the Nezikin, Achayv also. So the Shita Mekubetzes asks that kasha on the first daf in Baba Kama. How come by Shabbos you need a pasuk, and how come by Nezikin you don't need a pasuk? So the Shita Mekubetzes gives a teretz. I thought maybe you can give another teretz based on what we said from the Netziv and the Yer Sameach. There are two kinds of toldas. Sometimes a tolda flows automatically from the av, has all the same properties as the av. It's like a kavachaimim in Eibay. It rolls on its own, it's a tolda. So for that you don't need a pasuk, not by Shabbos and not by Nezikin. The pasuk that the Gemara has by Shabbos, Ve'osa me'achas mehena, the rabbis told us, that's the tolda that the Netziv is talking about. They were gunning out to prohibit megabein, but it's a big stretch. Like he says, it's a stretch to say that megabein is a tolda boina. So the pasuk teaches you la mesara kasu alcham to have a right to declare that this is a tolda, even though it doesn't flow automatically that it should become a tolda. Shechapen afkemina. Let's say the day that the Rabbanim decided that Megabin is a Tolda Boina, and somebody was Megabin Le Shabbos. Do we say that it's the Gloy Milsa Lamafreya? He was Mechal Shabbos Le Shabbos. He's Chayv Chatos. We say no. The Psak is only Noig Mekana Labo. So it should happen afkamina. What kind of a Tolda are you talking about? If you're talking about a Tolda that flows automatically, so then the Psak will be Gloy Milsa Lamafreya. It was always so from the days of Maimon Hasina. But if it's a Tolda that it's based on Lo Masara Kasu Ela Chachamim, So that's according to many poskim, that'll only be mikana lahabod, that won't be lemafreya. should chapa nafkemina.
So the thing is about completing circuits on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Where does this stand upon? Let's say when there is no.
Most of the poskim do not accept the Chazanish's chiddush. Yes. They hold that it's makabah patish derabbanon based on the Gemara. Setting a system in motion is makabah patish derabbanon. That's the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samach that the Rif quotes in Shabbos. That if you have the drain pipe is clogged up on the roof, and if you're going to leave all the water there, it's going to go through the roof. It's going to ruin the whole apartment upstairs. So the Gemara says to clear out the drain pipe that the system should start to function, that it should drain the water off. That's a malacha makabah patish derabbanon. To put the system in functioning order, that's called makabah patish derabbanon.
You don't have to punish there anything. You just
right. So nonetheless, that's a makabah patish derabbanon. So we only allow it if you do it kalachayad memaych biraglov kalachayad, because it's a shvus de shvus. The whole makabah patish is only derabbanon, and he kicks it with his foot kalachayad. He doesn't use a special instrument. He doesn't do it with his hands, and it's a makam hefsid merubah. So shvus the shvus is mutter, but makam hefsid meruba. So we assume that plugging in a refrigerator, pushing an elevator button, or plugging in a fan, or something like that, we assume that that's a makabah patish derabbanon. How come the Chazon Ish's position has basically not been accepted? The answer is, if he would have had smicha, he would have the right to say lamasar kasvela chacham with the power vested in him as a musmah. He wants to declare that this is told, but he didn't have smicha. The Chazon Ish was a going under. He didn't have smicha. So we can't use the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Shmita to say that automatically it falls under the category of a told automatically. Shver avort.
Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman argued, everybody beat Rosh Shlomo Zalman in that one. He wrote, it's for a sefer, not giving the Chazon Ish. Never seen the double Chazon Ish.
Okay.
If there's no Rosh Shlomo Zalman, maybe even Yitzchak would have felt like the Chazon Ish.
I'm saying Shlomo Zalman doesn't say this Taina. I'm saying another Taina. Yeah. I'm saying another Taina. Even if the Chazon Ish is right, he's not right. Because this is the kind of a Tolda that doesn't happen automatically. This is based on the Midah of Lamasara HaKasav El Vachachamim. The Midah that we use all the time today, we can't use any Midahs. No one has any Smicha. Moshe Feinstein didn't have real Smicha. Smicha that we have today is only imitation Smicha. Once in a while, Shlichusai, that's for a Din Torah, the Gemara says.
But not by
Smicha. The Gemara says, by Yisav Heter, there's a Din, Reb Yudah Anosim, made a Takana, that's in Sanhedrin, and Daf Hamad Beis. Reb Yudah Anosim made a Takana, Talmud al Yerim, Kei Notol Vishus Mei Rabbah. No one should pass on any Shilas unless they have Heter Hayro, unless they have Netilus Vishus. So that's why Yiddish, they call Smicha Heter Hayro, Elen Kei, Talmud al Yerim, Kei Notol Vishus Mei Rabbah. That's what the Ramo in Yerideya, Hilchas Hayroa Sisa Veheta, quotes the Abarbanel. He never quotes the Abarbanel on anything else. He quotes the Abarbanel that Smicha Bizman is as only Medirabon. Beismendach. You know from the Gemara, you don't need Abarbanel for that. Right. That the whole institution of Smicha Bizman is there. It's not the real bona fide Smicha that we had years ago. That institution of Smicha disappeared 1500 years ago. Smicha today is only an invitation Smicha based on that Dinder Rabon. So Bizman said the only way we pass in the Shad is based on a Kalvachimer. Kalvachimer midin echad lachaber we can't make either. That's also from the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashem. It has to be a Kalvachimer min Ayubay or a Mamatzinu. That we do, Bizman said. The Gemara is full of Mamatzinus. Let's say, told the same Kayetzbehem, the told us of the Ovis Nazikin have the exact same din as the Ovis, the told us of the Malach HaShab is the exact same din. Which midah? How do they know that the Tolda Chumash only has the obvious nezikin? Yeah. How did the Tanaim know that the Tolda same kayetzvam? There's no pasuk. The answer is that's the midah mamatzino. The Gemara is lashon. Just like bor tchilas hasiyos el nez the Gemara chashmeras and alecha. So too, if you leave avna sakina masoy, vishus erab, somebody stumbles on it, tchilas hasiyos el nez has the same properties as the bor, and therefore mamon chashmeras and alecha sayichay. So it's a mamatzinu. Whatever it says in Chumash, we say any case that's sufficiently similar has the exact same din. So that the midah of mamatzinu is a very popular midah that appears in the Gemara all over the place. Which one of the midah shatar and dreshes ben is the mamatzinu? It doesn't appear in the list of the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Prima Gadim quotes in one of his swarm, Neginas Veradim, one of his little swarm, he quotes what's really a machlokes harishanim. Which one of the midas does Mamatzina fall under? Mm-hmm. So many Rishonim say Mamatzina falls under the midah of Kal V'chaimer. Others say it falls under the midah of Binyanav. So the Pashta says, we assume it falls under the midah of Kal V'chaimer. We assume because the only thing, Adam Don Kal V'chaimer Me'atzma, we started before, Adam Don, all of the midas Me'atzma.
You don't need a masur on any of them. So why does the Gemara only say Adam don't kavuchaymer? Because if it's a kavuchaymer that rolls automatically, kavuchaymer min ayubdei, not min din echad lachaveira. So then it's not from the midrash haturn at reshes mem. Then we say it, the second din is included.
A natural extension,
right? So that's we do that all the time by Maimatsinus. Maimatsinus is also a natural extension of the original din. We say this is included.
But the two sides has to be greater. Like Ivri or Avriya, to learn halachas of Amar Avriya from Eved Ivri, it's a Maimatsinus Ivri or Avriya.
That's a hekish. Yeah. Hekish means if you have two dinim written in the Chumash in the same pasuk, one next to the other, that's a hekish. Hekish is from the Midrash HaTorah of Rashi Ben. For that, you have to have the Koyach
HaRa. And what is that a hekish? Hekesh not a
Mamatzina? No, Hekesh is a different meter. Mamatzina means a Svara.
Yeah.
Like Svara, the Gemara has once in a while, the Gemara has a din that's based on Svara. So the Gemara says, very rarely. The Gemara never says, I know the whole din Svara. The Gemara says on little details, like Hamotzim Machaber, all of Araya. So the Gemara says at one point in Bavakama, Daf and Vav, you don't need a Pasik, Lamali Kross Svarahu. Or the Gemara Xilbis says that a Pesha is a Peshita, you don't really need a Pasik, that's a Svara. The Gemara says in Brochas, how do you know that you have to say Abichas Hanenin before you eat any food? Yeah. So first the Gemara says one pasuk, another pasuk, another pasuk, another pasuk. The Gemara says not Elas Svarahu. So the Pnei Yeshua writes, once you get to the Maskana, he thinks that Abichas Hanenin is a din derais. So he says Luli Divrei Kol the Rishonim. He says in all the Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch, it says Beferish that Abichas Hanenin is only the Rabbanon. So he writes with humility, Luli Divrei Kol the Rishonim. He would have said that Abichas Hanenin is the derais, but the Rishonim said Fakir. We assume it's not such a hot svar. But whatever is a svara,
they couldn't do the kavachaymer from benching. You know, so they try to make a kavachaymer b'chadis svarta. That's how they try to make them do that a bit. And then,
right.
But there's another reason why you have to say birchas hamazon, because right, the pasuk afterwards, if he's saying, in other words. Only then, because I might think it's all my power, that's part of the reason for making benching.
There's no kavachaymer.
But that does not apply to birchas hanenin.
So there's no kavachaymer.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara rejects the kavachaymers. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's a svara. So the Pnei Yeshua points out if it would really be a bona fide svara, then it would taka be a din deraisim. The Gemara never has svara to come up with a new din. The Gemara says svara within the framework of a whole parsha. A certain detail you could figure out mitzad asvar. It means this din is included in the other dinim. I have 98 dinim here, so the 99th din is included in the other 98 right. dinim. I would figure it out on my own. A natural extension, like you call it, it's an extension of the other dinim. So the same is true of Kavachaymer, Meneyubay, or Mamatzinu, Anizi, Mamatzinu. So those are the only midas we use, Bizman said, because basically those midas happen by themselves. You don't have to be done those. You don't have. You don't have to have authority to be done those midas. Adam don kavachaymer meyatzmai. It happens by itself, such a kavachaymer. The Gemara has, when the Gemara talks about mamatzinus, so the Gemara has in one place in Brachas, the Gemara says, Isurimi mamoina loyafino. And Dafchof, the Gemara is talking about kavod abrias. So the Gemara says, you have a pasuk that kavod abrias plays a role by Shabbos Aveda, that if it's going to be an embarrassment, let's say, a Talmid Chacham is walking in the street and he finds a woman's underwear. So he's mechuyev to go pick the underwear up and go announce to all the women who lost them underwear. So he'll be embarrassed. So whenever it's a zokin bein alefri chvaydai, the Gemara says you're not mechuyev to do the Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out from there that whenever there's any mitzvah deraisa, you're not mechuyev to do it if there's going to be an embarrassment. Gemara says, Yisur mi mamayin o lo yafinu. You cannot learn out the din of Isa v'heter from a din of mamadis. So the Gemara has in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza towards the end of Yivamis, the Gemara has a certain din by Bais HaManuga, by Tzaraz Batim. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out from that din benegeh to Sandal Shal Chalitza. The Gemara says, no. Isa mituma lo yafinu. So that's what the Vilna Goyen is quoted by the Talmidei Hagro. Most of the things that we have from the Vilna Goyen, he didn't write himself. We have from the Talmidim. So the Talmidim quote, commenting on the Pasuk, in Chumash Dvarim it says, "Ki yipalimim chadova la mishpat." If you have a suffix, what the din is? Bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega, divrei rivis b'sharecha. So you should go to ask the Bez Nagadol, whatever they paskin is binding. So why does the pasuk say three mishalim? Bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega. So the quote from the Vilna Goyen that here the Torah is listing off all the three areas of halacha. One area of halacha is dam le dam is isa v'heter, whether the woman is asur l'bayla or not.
Bein din ledin is mamayna, and bein nega la nega, nega tzaras is tumme vetare. These are three different areas of halacha. So we understand what the Gemara says, isa mituma lo yafinun, and isura mamayna lo yafinun. Means there are three different pictures. There's one mosaic, there's one system of mamanis, and there's one system of isa v'heter, and each one has its own system, has its own rules. I mean, from one din, from Shen Veregel to Karen, you can learn out. From anything in Mominus to another thing, all of Dini Mominus has to make one pattern. All Issa Beheta makes up one pattern, and all of Tumah Vitar makes up one pattern. But to learn out Midin Echad from one to the other, that's a different system. So this we understand. The Gemara has also that Kochim, the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSpam, are different in Kochim. The Gemara has a difference. Ein Lamedim Lamed Men Alamed B'Kochim. If there's a din that's written in Parsha A, and B is learned out from A through a Gzereshova, or through a Hekesh or something. And then I want to learn out C from B, which itself is only known from A. I want to extend the din from A, not only to B, all the way to C. So on Kola Tarukula, that's acceptable, that's legitimate. In a Kochin, in the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSpam are different. Ein Lemeidim Lamim Min Alamim. And then the Gemara says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, also the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSpam are different. Whenever there's a slight suffix, had a darsha in the pasuk, so the Gemara says, Shakit Shaktsenu v'chsayv t'savena k'cherem hu, any slight suffix, had a darsha in the pasuk with respect to Issa HaNoah of Avodah Zarah, you have to go to Chumrah. So the Gemara says, Mifeng, that the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSpam in Avodah Zarah are different from Kol HaTorah Kula. Then the Gemara said the same thing indeed in the Fashas. The Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSpam are different. You always go, you always bend over back to us to go to Kula. The Hitzil HaEda. The Gemara says, you have a Pasuk. You're not sure how to darshan the Pasuk, so you bend over backwards to be Mekel, to save the fellow's life. The Hitzil HaEda. So really, there should have been Shisha Sidre Mishnah. There are Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Should have been Shisha Sidre Mishnah. You should have had Nizikin is Mamayna. Then you should have had Kochim. Seder Kochim is a different Seder. Taris. Then you should have had Taris. Tumah v'Taris is a separate area. Then you should have had Avodah Zarah should be a separate Mesichta. And Din and Nefashah should have been a separate Mesichta. And everything else should be Yisra V'Heta. Everything, all of Zrayim and Moed and Noshim should have all been one Seder. That's not exactly the way we have.
Right.
We have Zrayim, Moed, Noshim, Zikin, Kachim, Taris. So some of them we understand. Zikin is a separate area. And Kachim and Taris is Taka, a separate area. And all of the rest, all of the other three should really be one, except for the Avodah Zarah should be a separate. The Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi Spam are different over there. And Din and the Foshas is a separate area. And everything else should really be Issa V'Heta. That's a question. How come the Mishnahs don't have like that? But basically, that's the only midah that we don't have, because we don't have smicha, so we don't have the ability to not only have we lost the art of developing the drushes, al pidin we don't have the ability to darshan, because nobody has any smicha bismanazah. So the only midahs we're left with are the kal v'chaimah, that the din rolls on by itself, and the mamatzinu, also, the mamatzinu where the din rolls on by itself. And everything else we don't have.
Kal v'chomer has to be kal v'chomer, but my matzinu can be the same,
the
exact
same
level.
We were spending a lot of time tonight about paskin and shilas. That's one chelik of learning. But then there's another chelik of learning, just to learn the mitzvah without paskin and the shilas. To learn, let's say, just to learn chumash or to learn gemara, even if you're not paskin, even if you learn things that are not relevant halacha l'maisa. The ikar mitzvah of Rashi writes in one place, the Amoraim and Bavel only wrote Talmud Bavli on those Mesichtas that are Negei Halacha L'maisa. So in Zeroim they only wrote on Brochas, because it's Negei Halacha L'maisa. The rest of Zeroim is not Negei. And Moed and Noshim and Ezekin is Negei Halacha L'maisa. Kochim, Rashi says, is Halacha L'maisa, because whoever learns Taras Chatos is considered Kil Hikar Chatos. So Rashi understands, the Chafetz Chaim quotes that Rashi when he wrote the introduction to the Svarim, to the put out a sheet to Mekubetzes on Kochim. He encouraged everybody to study Kochim. So he says it's important to learn Kochim, because Rashi says whoever learns Kochim is farechant as if he was makruv the Karbonis. He holds it doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Let's say you learn a person is in Siberia and he doesn't have any tefillin, or he doesn't have any matzah in Russia, he doesn't have any matzah. You don't say let him learn the mitzvah of matzah, let him learn the dinim, it'll be malal kili, he ate matzah. Chafetz Chaim quotes this Rashi, that it's only by Karbonis like that. So by other areas, the mitzvah of Liman HaTor, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Liman HaTor is to learn all of the Taryag mitzvahs. That's why many have a practice on Leil Shavuos to go through the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rav Kook, the first chief rabbi, used to give a shir all night Shavuos every year on Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to know what are the Taryag mitzvahs and to know all of the details of each one of the Taryag mitzvahs, even if it's not negeir to us. Yeah, we have a lot. We're learning this year Saita. There's a lot to learn. Not paskening Allah HaMaisa. It's important to know Kol HaTorah Kula. I want to wish everybody a good Yantav. We should have continued Hatzlach and learning. Next Tuesday I will be back. Yeah, Monday I'll be in California at a wedding, but Tuesday I will be here. Yeah, I believe that whoever can go to Mr. Kupferman's dinner, Adarabba, there's a dinner honoring Mr. Kupferman on Tuesday night. Thank you very much. Let me call him up.
Thank you.